Since the weekend, the KKK graffiti has shown up on three churches, a box truck, and some road signs. And Wakulla NAACP Chair Anjanita Rozier says if the culprit isn't caught, they'll strike again.
Only because it seems that whoever is responsible for this, they're getting some type of thrill out of it. You know, they're senseless acts that makes absolutely no sense to anyone. And so for them to continue to vandalize things in the area after it's been widely publicized that now it's being investigated as federal hate crimes, I mean, I don't think they really know and understand the seriousness of what they're doing.
Some have drawn a link between the incidents and the recent suspension of Wakulla County deputies for posting what Sheriff Charlie Creel calls, quote, insensitive comments on Facebook. But Creel believes it's just a couple of teenagers playing a prank. With donated help, the Sheriff's Department is offering a $5,000 reward for any information. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.